This is Radio Nepal. I am Dila Prasad with the news, the headlines first. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli pledges to raise the senior citizens' allowance to 5,000 rupees per month. Government urges Dr. Gobinda KC to cancel his hunger strike. Foreign Secretary Sankar Das Bairagi appointed as the Chief Secretary. Health Ministry confirms more than 1,900 corona infection cases in a single day. And Azerbaijan and Armenia reject a call for ceasefire. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has pledged the incumbent government will increase the senior citizens' allowance to 5,000 rupees per month. Addressing a virtual program organized on the occasion of the International Senior Citizen Day yesterday, the Prime Minister also urged the local government to provide the allowances to the senior citizens at their doorsteps. Also addressing the program, Minister for Women, Children and Senior Citizens, Parbat Gurung, reiterates that the government will pay special attention for the livelihood of senior citizens. The government has urged Dr. Gobinda KC to end his hunger strike. Unveiling the cabinet meeting yesterday, Foreign Affairs Minister and government spokesperson Pradeep Kumar Gyamali says many demands of Dr. KC have already been addressed and some are in the state of fulfillment as per the government's capacity. The government appealed Dr. KC to cancel the agitation programs and cooperate in the prevention and control of the coronavirus infection. Likewise, the cabinet also decided to approve the resignation of Lok Darshan Regmi from the post of Chief Secretary of Nepal government and to appoint Shankar Das Bairagi to the same vacant post. Similarly, the government has also decided to recommend former Finance Minister Dr. Yuvraj Khatiwada to the post of Nepal's Ambassador to the United States, Chief Secretary Lok Darshan Regmi to Nepal's Ambassador to the United Kingdom, and Dr. Nirmal Bike to Nepal's Ambassador to South Africa. The Cabinet meeting has also decided to allow to conduct Public Service Commission examinations by following health safety protocol. The Ministry of Health and Population has registered additional 1,911 fresh cases of the coronavirus infection across Nepal. Speaking at a regular press briefing yesterday, Ministry spokesperson Professor Dr. Jageshwar Gautam informed the Kathmandu Valley alone registered additional 943 new cases. Similarly, Nepal's corona-related death has reached 509 with 11 deaths confirmed in the last 24 hours. The total number of coronavirus infection cases has reached 79,728 in Nepal. The Health Ministry says additional 961 corona patients have recovered from the infection. As of now, 57,389 have recovered from the virus infection. This has kept the recovery rate at 71.98%. The International Committee of the Federal Parliament has asked the Civil Aviation Authority's Director General, Razan Pokhrel, about ground handling permission granted to the Himalayan Airlines. In yesterday's meeting of the committee, former Prime Minister and lawmaker Madhav Kumar Nepal asked to seek the cause behind the loss in government aviation company in context private companies are making profit. Answering the lawmaker's questions, DZ Pokhrel clarified that the decision to permit the Himalayan Airlines for ground handling was made as per the existing laws and provisions. You are listening to Radio Nepal 8 AM English News Bulletin. Time for a short break now.
हजुर दर्शन
भाग्यवानी बाबु राम्ररी आइपुग्नु भयो नि
हजुर राम्ररी पुगे उ चाहिँ मेरो कलेजको बेस्ट फ्रेन्ड
नमस्ते बाबुजी
नमस्ते आउनु न भित्रै
हुन्छ हजुर
अनि दादा त अफिस गइसक्नु भयो होला है
उहाँ त बिहानै हो हुन्छ तपाईँहरू फ्रेस हुँदै गर्नु न म खाना तयार गर्दै गर्छु है
हस् हस् भाउजू
ओए वाइफाई होला नि पासवर्ड माग्न
हे त पनि एनटिसीको सस्तो डे प्याक छँदैछ नि
ए हो र
एनटिसीको डे प्याक लिन *1415# डायल गर्न
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको सञ्चार
Welcome back and again we continue with the rest of the updates. The Supreme Court has issued an order in the name of the Ministry of Health and Population to conduct PCR test for free of cost. Advocate Kesazang Kesi and Lokendra Oli had filed a writ petition on September 14 demanding an order to free PCR test to the public. Currently, PCR tests are free in government-run laboratories only for those who fall under the category determined by the government. Three state-owned supply companies have jointly opened fair-price shops in various places inside and outside of the Kathmandu Valley targeting Dasain, Tihar and Chhath festivals. Seoul Trading Corporation Private Limited, Food Management and Trading Company Limited and Dairy Development Corporation DDC have come up with this move to provide essential food items for the nearing festivals. Food Management Company's Deputy General Manager Sri Maniraj Khanal shared that each food item is being offered with discount of up to 5 rupees compared to the retail shops. Senior engineer at Water Resources and Irrigation Office in Lalitpur, Suresh Kumar Sharma, has been alleged to have embezzled more than 30.06 million rupees. The Commission for the Investigation of Abuse of Authority has filed a corruption case against Engineer Sharma at Special Court yesterday. The commission said out of the properties worth 54 million rupees, Engineer Sharma could not show the sources of his properties worth 30.06 million rupees. You are listening to Radio Nepal 8M English News Bulletin. We continue with the international updates now. Azerbaijan and Armenia have defied calls for a ceasefire amid the worst fighting in decades between the two countries. The United States, France and Russia jointly condemned the fighting in the disputed area of Nagorno-Karabakh in the southern Caucasus. But Turkey, an ally of Azerbaijan, also dismissed demands for a ceasefire. Nagorno-Karabakh is officially part of Azerbaijan but governed by separatist ethnic Armenians. Years of negotiations have never resulted in a peace treaty. Azerbaijan and Armenia fought a war in 1988-94 over the territory. Intense fighting has continued on the ground for a fifth day despite mounting international concern. A group of leading scientists has warned that even an effective coronavirus vaccine would not return life to normal in spring. A vaccine is often seen as the holy grail that will end the pandemic. But a report from researchers brought together by the Royal Society said that everyone needed to be realistic about what a vaccine could achieve and when. They said restrictions may need to be gradually relaxed, as it could take up to a year to roll the vaccine out. More than 200 vaccines to protect against the virus are being developed by scientists around the world in a process that is taking place at unprecedented speed. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. Forecasting division says the weather is likely to be generally cloudy in Province 1, Province 2, Bagmati Province and Gandaki Province and partly cloudy in the rest of the country. Kathmandu's weather report now. Maximum temperature of 29.5 degrees Celsius and minimum temperature of 20 degrees Celsius. With this news, we have come to the end of this bulletin. But before we wrap up the headlines once again. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli pledges to raise the senior citizens' allowance to 5,000 rupees per month. Government urges Dr. Gobind Kesi to cancel his hunger strike. Foreign Secretary Shankar Das Bairagi appointed as the Chief Secretary. Health Ministry confirms more than 1,900 corona infection cases in a single day. And Azerbaijan and Armenia reject a call for ceasefire. Well, that's all that we have for this edition. Our next English News edition is at 2 in the afternoon. You can also log on to our website www.radionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Stay tuned and have a good day.